Every stone was thrown down from its place as people searched for the gold. God's prophet Daniel gave a specific time for the appearance of the Messiah here on earth, which was right before the destruction of the second temple in 70 AD. And after 62 weeks shall Messiah be cut off, but not for himself. And the people of the prince that shall come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary, and the end thereof shall be with a flood. And unto the end of the war desolations are determined. Daniel 9 verse 26. Upon the birth of Christ there was a Jewish prophet named Simeon, which knew the timing of Daniel's foretelling of the prophecy of the Messiah through the Holy Ghost. Simeon was led by the Spirit into the temple where Mary and Joseph had brought the infant Jesus to present him to the Lord. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem, whose name was Simeon, and the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came by the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus, to do for him after the custom of the law, then took he him up in his arms, and blessed God, and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace, according to thy word. Luke 2, verse 25 through 29. Another elderly Jewish prophetess named Anna also knew the timing of Daniel's prophecy of the Messiah. Anna, being a widow at the age of 84 years old, was also at the temple where Mary and Joseph had brought the infant Jesus to present him to the Lord. And there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Aser. She was of a great age and had lived with an husband 7 years from her virginity.